The two departments' original vision was to build a single electronic health record that would follow a service member from the time he or she enlisted in the military to the time they exited care from the VA. Both agencies say that's still the fundamental goal, but under the revised program they announced last month, rather than building a record system from scratch, they'll each start from separate points and begin to build interoperable capabilities over the coming years. VA decided to start with its existing electronic health record system, VISTA. DoD wants to scrap its current health record and hasn't yet decided what will replace it. But Steph Warren, VA's Acting Assistant Secretary for Information and Technology, says his department thinks it has an easy answer.
The organization strongly believes VISTA is that tool that they can use to the best benefit, but they have to embrace it. If you force feed it, it'll never happen. So we believe they'll come to that conclusion, but we have to give them that opportunity.
DoD clearly doesn't believe the decision is so simple. Beth McGrath, the department's deputy chief management officer, told Congress earlier this month that it's currently considering VISTA, which the government already owns outright, as one option, but it's also considering commercial health record products.
The health space has made tremendous leaps in terms of modernization over years. We want to ensure that we're assessing the capabilities that commercial market brings. We issued a request for information in February. We got all the answer, all the responses in. All the infrastructure, the very foundational things that we have been working on since the agreement in 2011, all will be carried forward. And so we are not, I'll just say, scrapping anything from that perspective. We continue to use those foundational pieces because they are key.
VA took the unusual step of preparing a response to that request for information, plugging its own VISTA system. VA is obviously not a software vendor, so it didn't make the submission directly, but it did post a 31-page draft response on the website of the Open Source Electronic Health Record Agent, the nonprofit group it established to modernize VISTA with help from the open source software community. But in a regularly scheduled conference call with reporters, Warren was not shy about making the case that if DoD and VA are going to move to a seamless electronic health record system, beginning from the same starting point would help a lot.
From a delivery of care, the less a physician has to look across two systems and translate across two systems, the better. The less movement you need to do across systems. The more complex a system is, the more moving parts, the more subsystems, the more dependent systems, the higher the probability of a failure, because one piece will fail somewhere along the way. So running a single system ensures you're looking in the same record. What you're capturing, you're consuming. You don't have to translate it. You don't have to move it. You don't have to stage it. You don't have to make sure it's translated correctly. You don't have to worry about that. One place, one source, one use. And so there's tremendous value there. And again, that's why we're a strong believer that's the path we should go on. But again, I need to respect my colleagues across the river in terms of what they need to do to meet their business needs.
DoD is in the process of deciding what system will best meet those needs. The comment period for its request for information ended in late February. The department's Office of Cost Assessment and Program Evaluation is leading the effort to decide whether it should buy a new commercial product or use a system the government already owns. The Pentagon expects to make a decision in the next few days. But VA's Warren says a common use of VISTA offers the two departments the best path forward in pursuit of the goal President Obama laid down in 2009, a virtual lifetime electronic record.
The goal is, the desire is, when a citizen like I did raised my hand and said, I will, as a member joining the armed services, at that point we should be generating that electronic record. Right? And so what should be happening during that service, that certain conditions, certain gates get passed, and our nation should be pushing the benefits to those individuals and to get us away from the pull system we have today. So from a care delivery standpoint, we do an awful lot of work on interoperability. We share information, we move information, but the broader goal, the broader vision, the ideal of making sure that we are pushing the benefits to our service members and veterans, it would be best if it was a single system.
In Washington, Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.